It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump part deux brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it, pump it, pump it, pump it, pump it, pump it, pump it.
Popping them peas.
Popping the peas to the pump it, the pump it, the pump. Bucket, a bucket, a buck. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm just.
You're a weird guy.
My brain is quitting on me.
You know, it'd be interesting just to kind of like view what you do in the room by yourself.
No.
Like a fly on the wall, like. It's, yeah, I see it twirling around in your chair, like tapping your knees a lot, making a lot of weird noises.
No, it's like that scene in Silence of the Lambs where he's in front of the mirror. He's putting lipstick on. He's doing that tuck thing. Yeah, that's more what it's like.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to be honest. That's usually what I do in my free time.
I'll stay here in my basement. You know?
Would you do me? I'd do me. Google is making some changes to directions in Google Maps, including a new tool that helps with indoor navigation. This is pretty cool. It features real-time directions when you're inside airports, transit stations, malls, etc. So you can just hold up your camera and then follow the directions on where you need to go.
That's crazy. That's craziness.
Yeah.
Could you imagine the... going through the mall, I need to get to Spencer's. Just Google it. You can Google map it now.
I love out of all the stores you picked at the mall, you picked Spencer's.
It's the only store I go to in the mall. The wife just walks around the mall, does her thing. I just go to Spencer's.
Honey, can I get some money to go to Spencer's? I want to buy some new prank stuff. Yeah,
I want a lava lamp.
A lava lamp and a fart noisemaker. That's what you purchase at Spencer's. Dude, it's just one more step in technology. I mean, we're not going to have to our survival skills are just going to be non-existent, I think, in the not-too-distant future.
It's not far away. You know, the Google Earth you can use on your computer?
Yeah.
That's going to be live at some point.
Yeah.
Where you could literally, like, I could zoom into my cousin in Florida, like, hey, what up? Wave to the satellite.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
But what point, though, does the privacy start getting infringed? I mean, it already is.
I don't even think they care anymore. Brock, we brought it up the other day. You said something, and it was already advertised on your Facebook before you could even...
No, when we were talking about peeps, and on my Pinterest, yes, I was on Pinterest, and I don't care that anybody knows, I was on Pinterest, and there was a recipe with peeps involved in it. It was like peeps Rice Krispie bars, and I'm like, dude, we talked about that less than like 5 hours ago, and it's already there. Yep, it's there, man.
Yeah, if you want to talk about privacy, they ain't got none. There ain't no such thing anymore as privacy.
Nope. They're in there, man. The only thing I'm excited about this for this new navigation is it'll show me where to go in the strip club for the best angle for a lap dance. All right? Or for the show.
The back left corner.
Yeah, yeah. It takes me into that dark corner where the one creepy guy sits in the strip club. I never trust that guy. He's usually wearing like sweatpants and a dirty
shirt.
Eating
a steak.
And he's in the back. Yeah, he's eating the strip club food. That if it points me in that direction, I'm deleting the app. I'm not using it. That's ridiculous.
See what Waze tells me.
Yeah, let's go to Waze. Maybe they got some better directions. Anyway, it's getting there, man. It's Google. They're all over the place. All over. Lastly, people are going to be throwing some massive ass parties once this all is over, the pandemic. 42% of Americans say they plan on, quote, throwing the biggest party of their entire lives, bro.
Project X.
Keg stand. Keg stand. Keg stand. Yeah, so people are going to be going back out. They figure once everything's kind of back to normal, they're not going to be as gun-shy going to baby showers and weddings and shindigs.
Going full-blown Gronkowski.
Yeah. Did they ask Gronk on this? Yeah, bro, parties, man. He's been doing it anyway. So let's be honest. Gronk's the kind of guy that's still been throwing parties during the pandemic.
That plays football in between. It does quite well, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing, though, guys, and I'm going to bring this up. Nobody's going to come out and be like, okay, today is the day.
Yep.
Everything is back to normal. It's not going to be just a day. It's not going to be a statement. They're gradually going to, you know, lead us back into, well, what normal life we can live from.
I'm probably going to skip out on the first maybe like five parties I get invited to. Be like, all right, let's feel it out. Let's see if we get that fourth or fifth wave going here, and then I'll decide. But yeah, but once it is time, I'm going to rage. Maybe they'll make like a national holiday where we just all get to throw it out.
You know, maybe not kick it off with an orgy. You know, we can just have a get-together at first, maybe a brunch.
No, no, no. I want naked bodies rubbing up against each other. Yeah. The first party I'm going to, it better be an orgy. It better be.
Hot breasts and naked bodies.
Yes, yes. Let's play a game called Who's in My Mouth. It's going to be a good time.
Damn.
All right. So there you go. We got Google Maps and dirty orgies after the pandemic. That is your morning dump part. We'll be back.